ensuring that all documents are ready on time. summarizing the forms of the applicants and making sure that the advert is out on time, the summarizing of the public comments, drafting the criteria, and ensuring that all time frames were met by the committee. Where the time frame was extended due to the program of Parliament. It was not your own making or our own making, it was due to the program of Parliament. But again, thank also Dr. Temne for your legal advice that you always gave to us. You've been with us from day one up until today, the last day. And we want to thank you very much. Sometimes, you know, I will call you even Saturday, Sunday night. Other members, they don't know that when there's something that I don't understand, I call you at 11 p.m. and they say, Dr. Temne, please wake up. There's something that I want to discuss with you. Some members don't know that, you know, when you are at chair, there are many things that you prepare before the meeting. Even our researchers, Tarzim and Christelle, they know, you know, last Sunday I was talking to Christelle's husband and I said, I need your wife, please. Sorry for disturbing your Sunday. I need to talk to your wife. And said Christelle was not home. She left the phone at home and her husband was able to give her the message and she called me back and then we had to go through the documents and we were able to correct what I wanted us to correct. Tazim also, I will call her at a very late at night and say, hey, there's something that I want to correct, sorry, man. And then, and I said, take your laptop and let's go through. This is what I don't understand here. What are you saying? And she will cooperate with me and not complain. You know, even our content advisor, Kashifa, and she was having her parents was visiting her, and she said, then I said, tell them please, they must pardon me. I want to understand what are you saying here. And I spoke to her and we amended what we wanted to amend. And I said, I'm so ashamed. Enjoy your weekend with your parents. You know, Nelisa is worse. Even if it's 12 midnight, sometimes when I see something, I call her. I said, sorry, sister. You know the relationship that we have built as a committee, and even Masiko, other members, I call them at night, Mama Lema. I say, Ma, you see the document. You know, every one of you, I do that, honourable members, even Sharif. Sometimes I said, you said what? I forgot what you said, and then she will remind me. Say, Chair, I was saying this, and so. Thank you very much, honorable members, for being patient with me. It's not that I'm abusing you. It's only that, you know, I believe in being hands-on with the work of the committee and to make sure that I don't embarrass you as the chair. But whenever we produce this document, our work must be quality work and so that anyone who wants to read our document, at least what we have said in the meeting, it must be kept at exactly how members have said it, and when we resolve, those resolutions must be kept at according to how we have resolved in the committee. So don't mind me if I call you weekend and ask you, Carol, Honorable Carol, what did you say here? Because you're speaking Sitonga and sometimes I did not understand. Please interpret it for me. It's by the grace of God that we are a team. We are working as a team because we are having passion to serve the nation, our country, as well. will take our oath and our affirmation as honorable members. That's why when things go wrong in these entities or the departments, it goes to all of us. It doesn't affect one person, but it affects all of us because we have taken an oath that we are going to represent South Africans, and South Africans have got confidence in us that this committee will represent the interest of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. Until those issues are resolved, we are not going to work as this committee. That's why even next week, as a committee, we have forwarded our application to go and attend the presidential gender-based violence summit, because we want to make sure that at least and understand issues as how other organizations, NPOs and NGOs are presenting, including individuals. That when we come back to the portfolio committee, we are able to put those things together in the right way. So thank you very much, honorable members. With those few remarks, we can now proceed with our meeting. I thought that our alternate will be also invited, but it's fine. We are here, all of us. So we won't have to have another committee meeting. We are going to adopt this report today as a portfolio committee too, because this panel it constitutes all members that are supposed to be there, except ATM, who have never attended one, and of which it's a concern that smaller parties are not properly represented in our committee. Maybe smaller parties are the ones who need to take this matter up and see who must come and represent them in our portfolio committee. But thank you very much, honorable members. There's no apology, everybody is here. Let's go straight to our report. I take it that you have gone through the report. Last night I tried to amend other things. Those that I did not see, honorable members are free to also add an amend. Let's start from page one. Thank you very much, even for yesterday, honorable members, when we were presenting that report for the designation of remuneration of CDE by the president. He didn't want to give them increment. But thank you. We did well, honorable members. You know, I was even listening to other members who are not even part of our portfolio committee yesterday. And I was listening very attentively, you know, and I want to thank them very much because they were positive, meaning they cut the work that we're doing as the portfolio committee. Let's start from page one. If there's nothing in page one, then let's go to page two. 3, page 4. I'm sure honourable members can see that we started from day one because it's a report that we are going to ATC. So we have covered all the work that we've done from day one. Page 6, page 7. We are familiar with these graphs. You saw them when we were presenting during the shortlisting.
I note that it has not been corrected. The third paragraph is Dr. Ntabiseng Molengo.
Page 11.
Said, I think it's also important to note that there was uniformity in the questions that we asked, because we asked all the candidates the same questions, just to show the process of uniformity, and everybody was sort of rated on the same scale.
Remove also. And 9.3 also, we remove also. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I just check with Ms. Shelley? So after 9.1, do you want us to indicate furthermore the committee ensured uniformity of all questions during interviews?
Yeah.
Kashifa, only because structured questions doesn't tell me about the uniformity of questions.
And we agreed that current 7 commissioners will be interviewed differently.
It has to be a different chairperson because they're already in the institution, so we expect a little bit more from them.
That's why we took long.
Chairperson, members, so just so rule number 9.1. Furthermore, the committee ensured uniformity of questions during all interviews except for the commissioner who is currently serving as chair.
Kashifa, do you think we should add a reason why it was different? Maybe just a couple of words. Something around institutional knowledge, something around experience.
Maybe there's no need for us to put it down. But to there's no need for us to put it down.
It tells us automatically, when we say for the current serving commissioners, then it explains itself to say if this person is in the system, then we have to ask a different thing. So we don't need to explain further. The way Kashifa is saying it, I think it's proper. We don't have to outline and start to say because 1, 2, 3, no.
Yeah.
The word itself, when you say the incumbent, then it's proper.
I hear what Honourable Peary is saying, but if you read this report from somebody who has no idea on the process, you know, I always think we need to write reports that anybody can pick up a report, read it, and understand it. So if we just put incumbent, it doesn't give the explanation on why it's different. But I'm not saying it has to be a long thing, but just a couple of words just to make it clear.
It's true that when we write reports, we must write reports as not for us, for any person who's going to read our report, that they must understand how are we going to structure it.
The committee acknowledged the importance of institutional memory and continuity within the commission, and the 4 questions were posed in relation to that.
Yeah, perfect. Dr. Templeton.
I'm fine. The issue of semantics is just justifiable differentiation.
Yeah.
For the sake of the argument, justifiable differentiation.
Okay. page 12. We're agreeing, Mosne. I said we must remove also 9.2, 9.3, and for inconsistency and sequence flowing of our report, which there's no need to write up also, but and also double. double check if the surnames and the names of candidates are written correctly.
I'm not sure for Leonisha Leanne, there's no miss in front of her name. And if she identifies as female, maybe we can just double check that for uniformity, because she's the only one that doesn't have a prefix in front of her name, and we also don't want to make anybody feel left. Do you understand? Issues of gender is sometimes complex.
I was double checking our include miss.
Just double checking. Was included. Was not included. Go application again. You need to check what the person wrote. Go application again. Yeah, what? Particularly in your candidates. Many Balegajan. Crystal, can you check for me? Yeah.
Okay. I wanted as well to check the surname of Mkwebo. Is it written with B-O or with V-H-O? The proper gender is V-H-O, not B-O. But I'm not sure on her ID, is it B-O? Yes.
In the application that she submitted, she is M-O-K-W-E-U.
So we should be better right there. The other one, the ratio. Oh, I understand. You have one of the Nashia, the end for the memory. You have one of the no. I mean, so no. Okay, let's go to page 13. What I noted last night is that I'm sure we need to put something that will say that the president, we must put time frame, which is equal must start from in November. So I think there's a need so that the Speaker's office must see to it that this report goes to the president and is prioritized by parliament. Chairman?
No, it's fine, Chair, because once it has been adopted by the House, immediately you send a letter to the president. It's a matter of adoption by the House. Thereafter, letters are prepared to the president.
So we must put it in the time frame.
Perhaps that will assist, because from next week it means the commission won't correct. It will be left with six commissioners.
Yeah.
And for quorum it needs at least eight. So for any decision that they make from next week.
We need to put an NB in. We need to put an NB. So for the House to adopt this report and we prioritize it as soon as possible so that it goes to the President And because from next month, they won't be correcting. Yeah, next week they won't be correcting. So can you put something on the recommendations?
Just to get clarity, so after, just to get clarity in terms of the time frame, do you want it after 11.1.1 or after
11.1.2? What
do you suggest? Or under 11.3, the committee further recommends?
Yeah.
So what specifically you would chairperson remember, like maybe with assistance of Herman, that we insert?
11.3.
Okay, I think it would fit well on 11.3 and make it 11.3.2. Because I was also going to raise the fact that in 11.3, if there's no point two, there's no need for 11.3.1. But if we're adding 11.3.2, then it's fine.
So what specifically, do you want something about, I'm not sure how I should phrase the recommendation. I think Mr. McGeady's got his hand up,
Chair. Chair, can I recommend that you make two separate points? The first point would be for the House to adopt with haste, and then the second one is the recommendation to the Presidency, and then a timeline. We may be explaining that as of the 1st of November, the Commission will no longer correct.
I think let's support it, Chair, because we should note in the report that the term of office, we note as a committee with concern or whatever, that six commissioners' term of office are coming to an end as of the 31st of October. Therefore, the need arises for the Parliament or the National Assembly to adopt the report as soon as possible and further make recommendations to the President.
So, yeah, I'm also coming on 2 points as well. Chair, what I wanted to say, I mean, I see the point in regards to the recommendations maybe being 11.2. But I would actually say that we should maybe think of putting it at the end of point 11. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you're going through the candidates, the half term and the full term, and then you go through all the explanations to 11.2, 11.3. So I would say that we put it at the end, either as a point on its own, because then it's going to get lost in the information. So I don't know how we could, point 11 is recommendations, but perhaps we could say something, I don't know if report writing, but surely, we could say something that raises the attention of the fact that it's important for the report to be adopted or be considered as soon as possible, just before appreciation. And the reason why I say that is because the point that Tasneem made, which is a very important point, the 2 points, that there's one for the House and the one for the presidency. And I think we need to really outline that quite clearly. If not, then I think it should be the last point of point 11, in my view. I do have another point, but maybe we should finish this one. I'll come back.
So what I've done is 11.3.1, the committee further recommends that 11.3.1, the House adopts the report as a matter of urgency as the term of office of four commissioners comes to an end, 31 October 2022. In addition to the two existing vacancies, the commission will not correct by 1 November 2022. 3.3.2, the committee strongly recommends that the appointments are attended to as a matter of urgency in light of the aforementioned 11.3.1. What I've done is I've just separated that in terms of 31 October, those four come to an end in addition to two extra, so therefore by 1 November they won't go right. The committee strongly recommends that the appointments are attended to as a matter of urgency in light of the aforementioned, which is 11.3.1.
Thanks, Chair. I was just thinking out loud that perhaps the President should, as a matter of agency, appoint the two commissioners for the unexpired portion of the other commissioners, because at least that covers the gap, because these two have been outstanding since 2019 and 20. So if at least that two is made, then it covers the issue of quorum. Then for the other, he might make up his mind.
Do it once.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, so it's 6-1, because all very the same thing with 10.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what you want.
And Chair, I think that by one. The time the report is presented, which is next week,
yeah,
already there would have been 6 vacancies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are agreeing that we'll be putting that under 11.3.2, 11.3.1, and then that will be 11.3.2. Okay. And then number 14, any other thing? But where are you thinking the staff, Patum?
Changes before that.
Okay.
So, just for my understanding, and maybe I may be confused, but also on point 11, the way in which the names appear, I'm assuming that it's from number the first recommendation being the person who will be considered first and the last one, the person who will be considered last. Is that how it's reading? Because if we are saying there will be a reserve, who in those four will be a reserve? And who's going to go in? I don't know if you get it. So is it a ranked, are the names appearing through a ranked system, or they just put in a way? Because I think if they're not ranked, then I think they should be, because, for example, 11.1.1 says that in an event that a vacancy arises due to a resignation and or death, the president will choose from the aforementioned list.
Yeah,
so now they're ranked.
That
right the way it is. So that at the end of the day, we are not like, I guess you remember even who is the second person who must be full-time. We didn't want to choose. We wanted him to be flexible, to take anyone. If you want to take Roman figure 2, it's fine. If you Roman figure 3, it's fine. Roman figure 4, Roman figure 5, Roman figure 6, for as long as we have balanced our needs. Because these, all of them, they are the best. But one, what other that you want to rank it? Is of Shanghai's for St. Lucia. Any other thing that you want to add? Oh, okay. Yeah, everyone. Right.
Right, even on appreciation,
the staff part is included. Sorry?
I'm saying on appreciation, the staff part is well placed, and we really appreciate. It's not just in writing, we really appreciate as members of this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. So, right, Peter, I mean, never bought this stuff. So, can I get a mover for the adoption of this report? Is there a dissenting view? Is there what in the donations in the web? Or does it reflect a true reflection or not? Honorable Piri?
Chair, I move for the adoption of this report. It really reflects what transpired starting from your shortlisting until to the end until yesterday. This is what we've done. It's a true reflection. I therefore move for the adoption of the report.
Thank you very much, Ma'am Simon.
Thank you, Chair. I here to second the adoption of this report as a true record of what.
Thank you very much, Ma'am Simon. Honorable Lonyane.
Oh, thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, let me take an appreciation to the staff members who really honestly assisted us. And also let me take appreciation who would not have done what we did without you. Probably it was going to take us 3 weeks instead of 1 week. And then secondly, Chair, let me thank the committee members as well. It was honestly delighted to see where we thought about the nation and not our political affiliations. The interviews went very well, and then we picked the best of the best. As the chairperson was saying that when you actually look even at the scores, you can tell that it was because not of what we wished for, but because we took the best. So with those words said, I would like to say thank you very much, Chair. It would be very nice for the first time for me to actually be in a meeting in plenary and not differ with my colleagues.
Honorable MPT.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Chair. Yeah, no, I also want to extend my appreciation to the team. You know, it's It's been such a great experience, I think, working to get the CGE commissioners appointed. And I think with all the information, the logistics, you know, everything that was done behind the scenes, we can never thank the team enough. So I really want to extend my appreciation. I feel like we thank them so much because they really do the best, you know. So we never miss that opportunity. And obviously to my colleagues, thank you very much for a very nice working environment where we laughed and debated and navigated flights and did all the different things that we needed to do. You know, we worked on each other's nerves, but I think it was a really great experience, as always in this committee. So yeah, so thank you, Chair. I think I'm thoroughly happy with the report. I think we've chosen the best people for the job. I think it's a great mix with different skills and experiences. And I think, you know, this team that we've selected is really one that's going to hopefully make us very proud. And I think the report that we've approved is a report that really shows the true nature of the sessions that we had as a committee. And I think this is a report that the House will hopefully support, because it is indeed a credible process and report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Let's give a round of applause. Yeah, the only concern that I'm having as the Chair is that one, the coordinator of our committee, every time when we are dealing with these big projects, he will be having excuses. And it's not a nice thing that every time when there are big projects that the committee is dealing with, one of our staff members will always put excuses. It's not a good thing, because all of us, when there's a project like this, we need to work as a team. So I've raised this with the committee manager that this is what I have observed in all the projects that we've been doing. But I want to thank you, Honourable Members, that our report has been adopted unanimously, and South Africans will enjoy to have the caliber of commissioners that we are recommending to the President. Yeah, hey. Yeah, well. Yeah, and then we want to see them taking CGE to another level. And all those conflicts that have been there. Oh, the next. Okay. Yeah, all right. Transfer from Kubos.
Chair, I don't know if I'm out of order, but with the agency that we need this appointment, and maybe to request yourself to have a smooth talk with the programming committee, when are you anticipating to table it in the NA? Urgently so, because we are saying by next week the CGE won't be correct. Maybe we could urgently try to convince the programming committee to prioritize it to be tabled in the NA this week.
Oh, Masiko? Something.
Chair, if we may also request the other whips from the political parties to assist, but in terms of our side, we did make a presentation yesterday in anticipation that we will adopt the report today and request it for an urgent time slot. I think there is a programming meeting that's sitting today, and it will consider our request.
Okay. So that means it can be adopted tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not
next week? Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Okay. No, it's fine. You are going to ask that. What is this next week? Ma'am Sema, Honorable Sonyani, and Honorable Pete, so that at least they push it, that next week we adopt it in the House.
But you have
its services to continue. And I think honorable members will have to consult with their chief whips of political parties to fast track the process, that when programming committee sits, they prioritize this report so that we adopt it by next week. Thank you very much, honorable members. This report is adopted unanimously by all honorable members as a free and a fair process. We want to thank also all individual candidates who showed an interest in applying for these vacancies. And hopefully next time they'll be successful too. And all our candidates, they were the best among the best. We thank you very much for showing interest and wanting to serve the citizens of South Africa. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think our report is duly adopted. We can therefore continue with our work. I think we will have to adopt our minutes, how many sets of minutes? to work with you yourself. We want to thank them very much. And the all the companies, from media companies who came and worked with us, they ensured that our meeting is well screened, and our viewers never complained. There was only once when there was a glitch in terms of the volume, but it was attended to with immediate effect. So we want to thank everyone who made it sure that this committee had a successful process, including the NGOs and NPOs who followed our interviews. Those that were not satisfied, we have tried our level best to say, to respond so that they are on board with us. They understand how we do our processes. And who else I didn't thank? Everyone. I think we thank everyone. Thank you very much, honorable members. We can now go to our minutes. They are minutes of the 21 September, 22 September, 23 September. Well, no, what's in love? Honorable Somo? Okay. Thank you very much, Valala. Okay, let's go to the minutes of the 20th September. Our legal team here, the best. Thank you very much. Page 3. There is an A. An A. It's your own thing to correct. Thank you very much. Can I get a mover for the adoption of these minutes of the 20th September 2022? Honorable Boni.
I move for the adoption, Chair, of the minutes. Thank you.
Honorable Sheriff.
Chairperson, I move to second the minutes.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 20th of September have been duly adopted. Let's go to the minutes of the 21st.
Chair, just a minor question. It doesn't have any significant bearing on the minutes. But some of the words are broken into, I don't know whether it's your laptop, maybe, or your laptop. Yes, tell me, I see it on page 3, but you see it on every page. But it doesn't have any significance. I'm just noting, Kambemoya, page 3, committee is COM/MMT, no candidates, no committee again, no also Latizans, they are breaking. But it doesn't have any significant variation, but I'm just noting that the words are. Page 3, Chair. Third line at the end. Comments to the COM/MITT committee. The last line, no can the dates.
Oh, yeah, no. I corrected your system, yeah.
Yeah, I think problem in electron.
Yeah, but the first paragraph. But I correct your system, yeah. First paragraph, no second paragraph. No, look, I'll wait. No, certificate. We corrected your system, yeah. Yeah, in some of what time it is, or what must I print to Muntu, some of whatever you look at, so that when you print it, you have to be correct. Ma'am Sema, you move for the adoption of the minutes of the 21st.
Chairperson, I had to move the adoption of the minutes of the 21st as a true record.
Okay. Yabomba.
Last one, in terms of additions, I think we must consider what you have just said in terms of writing the titles for the candidates below. We have one challenge shot.
So that first of all, do we food it? Can I get a second?
I second the move for the adoption of the minutes of the 21st of September 2022.
22 September?
The amendment.
Oh, the minutes of the 21st September have been duly adopted. Question number one call. Then you have 22 September.
Remind us about the title, because in all of us, but we know that Dr. Dembe is Dr. Dembe, not Mr. H. Dembe. Let us not forget that. Ufundi, like one.
Some in this corner, the wood.
Dokotela lona wangakithi seyiqhenya ngaye.
Hey,
he's a doctor. Yeah, wangakithi mpela dokotela wangakithi fanele ngiyime ngamlenze
muni. Yeah, he ended. Yes.
Lecture. I move for that change. Yeah, no, I'm
including in our report, eh? You need to write Dr. Tembe correct.
Yes.
You know, Mina, I always call him Dr. Tembe, the Wodela. So please, even in our report, correct it. Honorable Sheriff, secondment.
No problem, Chair. I move to second the minutes as a true reflection, Chair.
Yeah, so the way time are not cut in this report are fine. The minutes of the 22nd September have been duly adopted. The 23rd of September, we start with Dr. Tembe. And then you go straight to Thank you very much, Nelson. Please arrange that for our members.